Yelaboritz. Maybe Yonah in Eretz Yisrael we believe him. But Chutzlaritz, how do we know even the Chutzlaritz, if Edom come and tell us that he's a ger, we believe him? Wherever you are, we believe Edom that this person became a ger. Now, im kain, if so, matam lo meboritz. What does the pasuk say, boritz mash from Eretz Yisrael? So dashing like this. Ba'oret tzarech lovi raya. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring a raya, you have to bring Edom that you're a ger. Ba'chutzlaritz and tzarech lovi raya. But in Chutzlaritz, you don't have to have a raya. In Chutzlaritz, you don't need a raya. So Rashi says, tzarech lovi raya, shebebezdin is gayer. Sheme givoni molhu, umishum shvachod Eretz Yisrael, hu dekom ochi meshaker. Like in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be afraid maybe the ger is lying. And he's only saying that because he loves Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you have to have Edus. Vashenk in a Chutzlaritz, there's no reason why he should lie to become a Jew. Only if he really made Geirus, therefore we believe him. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That in Chutz Laaretz we believe him when he says he's a Geir, but not in Eretz Yisrael. The Chachamim Maimim, the Chachamim say no. Bein Boretz, Bein B'Chutz Laaretz. Sorach Lovi Raya. Whether he's in Chutz Laaretz and he tells us he's a Geir, he has to bring proof. Now, Bohu V'Edev Himoi, so he said, what's the proof? He has to come with Edim. And if he comes with Edim, then we dash in the pasuk. That's called V'chiyogu Itcha Ger V'yatzchem. If the Ger is living with you, that's called the good Ger. How do you know it? Because Edim told you. Freti Gemara, Kro Lomeli. If you have Edim, if Edim are telling you that he's the Ger, what is the pasuk for? Pshit, you believe Edim. Like, why not? If Edim tells you he was a Ger, avad, you believe him. What do I need a pasuk for? Amar Rav Sheshes the Amri. They said like this. Shemanu Shenizgaya Bebezn Shapleni. All the Edim said is, we heard over that this person was Mizgayir in a certain Bezdin. So Salka, Dardacham Minich Lelhem, no, we should not believe him, Kamash Malon, that we do believe him. But all the saying is just Shemanu, we heard, so maybe hearing alone is not enough, you have to see it. Kamash Malon, that's enough. Now, Boritz ain't liela Boritz. The Chutzlaritz minayin, Tamloim itcha b'chol makim shitcha. So the Mara v'afikta chod miyitcha. We already used the word miyitcha one time already to say you have to have a proof that he's a ger. You can't just come tell it to us. You have to be muchzak. So Mara says chod miyitcha b'chod miyamcha. There's two psukim here. So one to teach us in Eretz Yisrael and one in Chutzlaritz. The chom maimrim. No, one of the Eretz Yisrael you need it. And one chutz laaretz, you don't need a raya. The chom marim, the chom say though, bein boretz, bein b'chutz laaretz, soch lovi raya. No, even in chutz laaretz, even though it's not so good there's no reason why he should become a ger, still he has to have a proof when he tells us he's a ger. For the Gemara of Yelohok, Siv Boris, I the Pasuk says Boris, what's the difference then? You tell me the chom say there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and chutz laaretz. I the Pasuk says Boris. And the Gemara, humi borele, that you need, the afilu boretz mekablim gerim. That even Eretz Yisrael will mekabel gerim. The Salko, that the Chaminich, I would have thought mishum tivus of Eretz Yisrael come a gayer. That maybe the ger doesn't really mean to become a Jew. He's only doing it because Eretz Yisrael is so good, the shvach of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe we cannot be mekabel gerim in Eretz Yisrael. That's kamash from this pasuk boritz that you are allowed to be mekabel gerim in Eretz Yisrael. So mar v'hashtu nami deleket tivusa, even bezman is there when there's no the shivus of Eretz Yisrael. Still, he could like a tshircha peya maizirani. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash now, there's no kabonis, but our kabonim, we still have like a tshircha peya maizirani. So maybe we cannot be mekabel gerim. Kamash malon, yes. That even in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to be mekabel gerim. And Amr Rav Chiya Barab, Amr Rav Yechanan, halacha what's halacha, bein boretz, bein b'chutz loretz, sorach lo viraya. Even in chutz loretz, you have to bring a proof before we believe you that you're a gerim. Gemara Pshita, Yochid Rab Malach Rabim. Pshita, that's the Loch like the Rabim. Mal the time of Mestavra, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, took a Messiah like Kro, Kamash Malon. Even though it's a Rabim arguing, but it's a Svar like he's saying, because the Pasuk says Boritz. Smash only in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have a proof. But in Chutzlar, it's not. So I would have thought you should pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Kamash Malon, no. We pass him the Loch, that even in Chutzlar, you have to have a proof in order to be believed that you're a Ger. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold enough Mem Zayin Omer Aleph in the middle. Tana Rabbon. Pasuk says, U'shafadtem tzedek bein ish u'bein ochiv u'bein geiroi. There's an need to make mishpat, to shvara to make a mishpat bein ish, bein ochiv u'bein geiroi. So Mikan, from here we learn out, Mikan Am Rabbi Yehuda, Gershon is Gayer, Bebezdin harei ze ger. In order to make Geris, you have to be in front of a Bezdin. Shvaratem, like Mishpat, means a Bezdin. Geris has to be done in front of a Bezdin. If a Ger is Megayin between himself, it means nothing. It's not called a good Geris. It has to be done in front of a Bezdin. Rashi says, Midachsiv Ger Eitzel Shvaratem, Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda Ger Boi Bezdin. Now, Maisa b'yechod, Shibol of Nei Reb Yehuda, happened once, a person came in front of Reb Yehuda, the Yomalo, he said to him like this, Niskayarti, you should know really I was a goy, but I became a ger, I became a Jew. Beini levein atzmi, and I'm telling you now, I did it between myself. In other words, he's like confessing that he's not really a Jew, his geris was not chal. Yomalo Reb Yehuda, so Reb Yehuda asked him, Yesh lucha edim, do you have any edim how your geris were? Omalaylav, no, I have no edim, I have no proof. Yesh lecha bonim, do you have any children? Omalayhen, yes, I have children. So Omalay, Reb Yehuda said back to him like this, Nemonato lislas atzmucho, you believed about yourself. Like you're telling us now that yourself, you're telling us that you're not a Jew? You're telling us your geris was not good, was not a good geris? You did it between yourself, not in front of a bezdin, it's no good. But v'yato nemo lislas benecha, you should know that you're not nemo to pass on your children. Your son you're not nemo on. That's if you said, that if you say you have a son, and according to what you're saying, you're a goy, and Mustama, your wife, also the same way. So therefore, your son should be no good. It should either be a mamzer or a psul, whatever the case is. You're not nemo on your son, though. For you know, gave it to your son, we say he's kosher. For the Gemara, Miyom Rabbi Yehuda, Abonim Lemehemen, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda said that he's not nemo on his children? Is it true? We have tiny, we learned like this. The Pasuk says by Yebchor, Yakir, Yakirenu Lachirim, that you could recognize him, like certify him to other people. Mikanom Rabbi Yehuda, from here Rabbi Yehuda said, that Nemon Odom Loimar Ze Bini Bechor. A person is allowed to tell us which child of his is the Bechor, that therefore when he dies, the Bechor will get Pishnaim, will get two portions. So you see, your father is believed about his son. Rashi says, Yakir, Es HaBechor Ben Hasnuya Yakir, says you could recognize which son is the Bechor. So we darshin Yakirenu Lacherim, Shemein Bezdin Makirinoisai, if Bezdin themselves do not know which son is the Bechor, Neman Olav Oviv, the father is believed, Loima to say, Zebni Bechor, Lito Pishnayim, that this son will receive two portions. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a father is Nemon. The same way as Nemon to say, this son is the Bechor, kach Nemon loima, the same way the father is believed to say, Bini ze ben Gerushu, oi ben Chalutsu, on the side he's a Kohen, he's believed to say that a son is a Cholol, his son is Posel Akuna. If he married a Gerushu or a Chalutsu, the children are Posel. The Chacham and Maimur and Chacham say, ain't I Nemon. No, he's not Nemon. That's what Chum say. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said like this. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Chochi Kamalei. This is what he meant to say to him. Chochi Kamalei. Now, this is going to be an answer to Rav Yehuda. How could Rav Yehuda say, you're not Neman on your son? I hear Rav Yehuda Darshan's Yakir, that a father is believed about a son. So Rav Nachman answers like this. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Chochi Kamar. This is what Rav Yehuda meant to tell this ger that he's not believed. According to what you're saying, that your geris was privately, and it's not chal, so you're still a goy. Therefore, a goy doesn't have a din edus. When is there a locha that a father is believed about a son? That's by a Jew. A father, Jewish father, is neman about a son. But here, since what you're telling us, that you're still a goy, therefore you have no neman, you're not believed about your son. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say to this ger, that you're not nemon about your son to pass on your son. But the Ravina, Om Ravina says, Hochi Kamalei, this is what he meant to say. This is what Rabbi Yehuda asked the ger. Yesh lecha bonim hein, do you have children? Yes. Yesh lecha b'nei bonim, do you have grandchildren? Hein, yes. Omalaysem, you just said back to the girl like this. Nemonato lisa bonecha. On your own children, Yitaka believed. That's from Yehuda Shita. So the father is believed about his children. But what he meant to say not is, V'yato neman liftzal b'nei b'necha. But you're not neman to pass to your grandchildren. The gay to your grandchildren, you have no nemanus. Therefore, we don't believe you to say that you're a ger, that you're still a guy, and your grandchildren are also no good. No, the gay to your grandchildren, we say that you're a kosher Jew, and therefore they're also ksherim. Mara says, Tanya Nami Yochim, learn like this also. Rabbi Yehuda says, Neman Adam Loimar al Benoi Koton. A person is allowed to say upon his younger son, to say if he's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, to say if he's a Bechor, a father has belief about his younger son. But V'yein Neman al Benoi Godel. But he's not believed on his older son. What does that mean? What's the difference between a young son and an older son? For Yomer Rabbi Chiyah Baraba. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, loy koten koten mamish. Doesn't mean the son is not bar mitzvah, doesn't mean the young son. That's not what it means. For loy godol godol mamish. And a big son doesn't mean he's over bar mitzvah. Ella. What does it mean to say Ella? Koton v'yesh loy bonim zel godol. It's totally if you have children or not. In other words, if there are grandchildren around. He could be a young son, but if he has a son, then he's called a godol. Godol, but if the son is very old, V'yein le'bonim, but he doesn't have his own children, zel katan, that's called a katan. In other words, what we just got finished saying, that Rabbi Yehuda, the father is believed upon his own son, but not upon his grandson. So on a godol means there's a grandson involved, then the father is not believed. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant to tell back to this ger. So Mor says, now v'hilchos sakavosu de Rabbi Nachman b'Rabbi Yitzchak. We hold the way Rabbi Nachman learned that no, that the ger is not neman even upon his son. Because the dvarecha, you're a goy, and a goy has no nemanus about a son. So we hold that the first thought that Rabbi Yehuda told the ger, you're not neman at all against your son, even your own son. Not only your grandson, but even your own son, you're not believed upon. For the Gemara, I bought Tanya Kavos to Ravina. We proved, we just brought a riot to Ravina's pshat, that no, that Rabbi Yehuda meant to say the ger is not neman on his grandson, but upon his own son, he is neman. And the Gemara, Hahu linyan yakiritma. That we say the father is neman on his son and not on his grandson, that's taka by a Jew to let us know yakit, let us know which son is a bechor. Then avad, everybody agrees, a father is believed to say which son is the bechor. But over here we're talking about a new svara of Nachman says by a ger, that he tells us the gerus was not chal, he's still a goy. So therefore, since you're a goy, you're not neman to be believed on your son, so we don't believe you at all on your son. Tana Rabbanim, what about this? Ger Shabol is Gair. Of a Ger, a Goy comes to us now, Bisman is there nowadays, and wants to become a Jew. What do we do to him? What do we do to this Goy? Is Oimrim Loy, we tell him like this. Ma Roisa Shabois is Gair. What's causing you to become a Jew? Why do you want to be Mizgair? In other words, first we try and talk him out of it. Iyata Yodeya, don't you know? Shay Yisrael Bisman is there, the Jews today, Tevuyim, Techufim, Sechufim, like very low people, like we're oppressed, people push us around. Maturfim, the Yisurim Boyim Aleihem, and a lot of Yisurim, a lot of pains, bad things happen to us. So that's what we tell the Goy. Im Oimer, if the Goy says, Yerdeyani, I know all about this. V'yeni Kedai, but like, isn't the Kedai, still I want to. The drash like Veini Royal Ishtate Pitzroson, or Meyitim Vieskal Kach, that like he says, even so, even though I know the way the Jews are today, still I want to be a Jew. If the guy talks like that, then the din is Mekablin Oysa Miyad. You're allowed to be Mekablin, accept him right away. At least to start to accept him. What does that mean? What do we do? Umaydiyan Oysa Miksas Mitzvahs. First of all, you have to start telling him a little bit about the Mitzvahs. Kalois or Miksas Mitzvahs Chamurus. Tell him a little bit about the easy mitzvahs and a little bit about the hard mitzvahs. You have to tell him. Oh my dear, my son, oven leket shechopeya. You have to tell him there's such an avera that on the fields you have to leave over leket shechopeya, which belongs to the aniyim, and somebody else is not allowed to take it. And if you take it, you're over in Issa. We have to tell the guy this halacha. We'll see later on what's so important about this halacha. Or Maiseroni, you have to also tell the guy that there's such a loch of Maiseroni that they leave over Maiser, that the only the poor person has a right to take it. And whoever is if an usher takes it, it's Gezel. Oh my dear Noisoi Einchen, we also tell him the punishments. Ashel mitzvahs, that if you don't do the mitzvahs. And I'm like, we're telling like this, Heather Yadei, you should know, Sha'ad Shaloi Boas Lamidazu, like before, now that you're still a guy, before you're going to become a Jew, Ochalta Chalev Iyato Einish Chorus. If you'll eat Chalev, there's nothing wrong with it. A guy is allowed to eat Chalev. Chilalta Shabbos, if you'll be Mechal Shabbos, Iyato Einish Gila, you're not going to get an Einish Gila, a guy is allowed to do work on Shabbos. But can't, he's not allowed to rest. But now, if you're going to become a Jew, you should know, Ochalta Chalev Einish Chorus. If you're going to eat Chalev, you're going to get Chorus. Chilalta Shabbos Einish Gila. If you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, do a Melach on Shabbos, Hina Chayes Gila. We have to teach him these things. The same way we teach him that if you do an Averi, don't keep the mitzvahs, you'll get punished. We also have to tell him about the great reward we're going to get for doing mitzvahs. Tell the guy like this. Have a day you should know. The next world, it's only made for tzaddikim. Then the Yisrael bezman hazeh einam yecholim lekabel, and Jews bezman hazeh cannot receive.